Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. An EMP attack on America could kill 90% of America's population within a year. That's the headline. Brandon House joins me here at the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now, I want to take just a moment at the beginning to help our listeners understand what EMP is all about. Would you define that, please, for us, Brandon?
Yes, sir. Electromagnetic pulse, an EMP. The best way that you can generate an EMP from the sun. Solar flares can generate EMP. Our country has experienced EMP phenomena back in the 1800s from the sun, and it lit up some of the telegraph wires and burned them down across the country. So electromagnetic pulse can occur from the sun. It also can be generated by man and by weapons. Most concerning would be the ability to launch a missile with a nuclear weapon on it, detonate it up above the United States of America. They could do this off of a cargo ship. They could do this off of a fishing vessel. They could do this off of a submarine. And, of course, they're selling the Club K cargo cars, $10 million. You can get one out of Russia. Exporter of that is 100% Russian-owned. The exporter of the Club K car looks just like a cargo container on the back of a semi-truck or a railroad car or cargo ship, a freight liner with a cargo ship. And yet, from the command of a satellite even, the lid will lift up and there are four silos for four cruise missiles. And if one of those cruise missiles or all of them are equipped with nuclear warheads, all they got to do is launch one of those missiles out of the Gulf of Mexico, launch it up over the U.S., detonate it, and that would create an electromagnetic pulse. Now, it would not damage us as humans detonating it up high in the atmosphere, but the electromagnetic pulse would then be grabbed by the curvature of the Earth and would put down our power grid. If they did it up over the center of the U.S., it could take down all three power grids. If they did it on the East Coast, it could just impact the power grid on the East Coast. But if they take down the whole country, we're back to the 1800s, and Congress has had numerous experts, including Dr. Graham, the leading scholar on this and scientist on this, state that within 1 year, 90% of Americans would be dead from starvation, disease, and social unrest.
Brandon House with details on how an EMP attack could kill 90% of America's population within 1 year. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Most major nations in this world are preparing to defend themselves against an EMP attack. However, America has not moved in that direction. Though EMPs are not mentioned in Bible prophecy, America is not mentioned in Bible prophecy either. There is a possibility that an EMP attack may well be the way that the United States is eliminated from the world scene at the beginning of the scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. This is not absolute, but it does sound like a plausible possibility for the reason the United States is not in Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...